If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may know you, love you, and serve you. We ask that we may seek to honor you, and we ask on this special solemnity that we remember the ways of Saint Joseph and incorporate them into our own lives as well, especially for those who are fathers. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we recognize the solemnity of Saint Joseph, husband of Mary. So it's a very powerful day where we recognize that Saint Joseph is, of course, the adopted father of Jesus, and we also recognize that he is the husband of Mary. And it's a very special day. It's a special day in a lot of things. First of all, this is the day that traditionally is celebrated when the swallows return to the mission of San Juan Capistrano, which obviously means Saint John Capistrano. And that's located in California. I think it's somewhere, it's around Oceanside. Oceanside is where Camp Pendleton is. So I think it's north of Oceanside. But anyway, it's in the area of Oceanside, California. It's one of the missions that was put together in the early days of the Franciscans and Father Junipero Serra, Saint Junipero Serra, out in the West Coast. And of course, those missions became the city names of the various cities, all the way from San Diego, which means St. James, all the way up to San Francisco, which obviously means St. Francis. And they're about a day's journey. And one of them is St. Juan Capistrano. And traditionally, every year, there was a song done by, I think it was by Louis Prima, but I'm not sure, a song done by it when the swallows return to San Juan Capistrano, and that's the celebration that we have today. And when I was living out in California, the news stations would go out and see if the swallows returned to San Juan Capistrano. So that's part of this day. And then on the other part of this day, we recognize the reality of Saint Joseph, who is, of course, a lot of things. Saint Joseph obviously is the patron of the Congregation of Saint Joseph, also known as the CSJs, because that's their initial. That's their initials, and of course, they were the teachers, and still are the teachers for many of the Catholic schools that many went to. So today is their feast day as well. And it's also the very special day where we recognize everything to do with St. Joseph here in the middle of March, and we're only a couple days away from Lent. As we look at that, we were talking yesterday about the woman caught in adultery in relation to the story of Daniel and Susanna. And of course, that is the gospel reading today. And if you remember what I said yesterday, this gospel reading is talking about the great sin that they committed, which is the sin of bearing false witness. You know, it's interesting because a lot of people have lost a sense. A lot of people, especially in the who we see in the media. I'm not talking necessarily the people who work in the media. We see in the media have lost a sense of the reality of that sin. So what you have to do is you have to look at and realize, just as Jesus says, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Do not manipulate information in order to lead it to your purpose. And that's an important thing, because that's the sin of bearing false witness, which we saw yesterday in the story of Daniel and Susanna. But we can also look at this story and and understand of the woman caught in adultery and understand how Jesus stands up to them. And Jesus stands up when they had tried to, again, manipulate information for their own purposes. And that's one of the issues that happens with politics. People will manipulate their information for their own purposes. Now, I said that happens in politics. I didn't say that someone by default being a politician does that. I hope you understand the difference. So, but there is a radical difference between the two. But you may have someone who will manipulate information for their purposes. Now, one of the things they may do is give you a piece of information that is not fully true, but everything they say to you is true. That's one of the tactics of the devil, by the way. The devil does that. That's what he does with Adam and Eve. You know, you will be like gods. He doesn't say in that first temptation whether what it means beyond that. But what we realize from Cardinal Sarah explains this, and he says, yes, that promise will be you will be like gods. But here the devil was tempting Eve to take that for herself, whereas Jesus gives it to us. And so it comes from the hand of God instead of us taking it for ourselves. And so that's one of the things that we see in that reality, that twisting of information. And we see that in the story of Jesus dealing with the woman caught in adultery. They are twisting information. How are they twisting information? Well, she was caught in adultery, and we don't know what he wrote down, but he might have asked the obvious question. Okay, takes two to tango. Why is there only one there? We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight, which is part of the Voice of St. Anthony from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. You know, our program is dedicated to spreading the word of God, bringing you inspiring programs on the AM and the FM dial, but we need your support. So we ask you to join us in prayer as we humbly ask for the success and prosperity of our mission in 2024. Together, let's touch hearts, uplift souls, and strengthen communities. Tune in and subscribe to our podcast, tune in to the radio program, and if you'd like, please consider sending us a message of how you enjoy the program. I've gotten 7 messages so far, and by the way, that 7 indicates so many more who would have sent a message, but they didn't. Because when anyone communicates with a radio show, they represent a certain amount of people who would have done the same thing but didn't. So that 7 means probably we're figuring about 6,000 people are listening at any one time. So that 7 is close to what we're looking at. Thank you for your unwavering devotion, and God bless you all. So we're talking about this powerful message that we're seeing in light of St. Joseph. So remember what I talked about yesterday? There is the office and there is the person. And so St. Joseph would represent someone who would be respected for the person in light of the office. Now, he, of course, we understand, was the father of Jesus. And he may be respected for being a father. He may be respected for being a Jewish man, the head of a family with Mary as his wife and Jesus as his son. But we also realize he lived in a very sincere life, seeking to live the law of God sincerely and truthfully. And so there you may respect the office and the person. You may respect the office of him as owning his own carpentry business, and respect the person of who he actually was in light of being sincere. And of course, we can kind of say is because he is a saint and we believe he's in heaven now. And so we recognize all of that coming together and that sincerity. And that's a model that we're all called to follow, especially, do you know, I don't know if you know this, but St. Paul specifically addresses fathers when he says, fathers, do not nag your children lest they lose heart. So the St. Joseph becomes a great model to fathers. And if you are insisting that your son or your daughter is somebody who they can't be, be careful of that, because that will cause them to lose heart. You want to bring your family to prayer. You want to pray and ask that you may be a channel of God's love to your family, especially your children, so that they may recognize God's love in what you're doing. And prayer is essential. Always remember the words that Reverend Eugene Rivers taught when he said, when he asked drug dealers and gang leaders how they ended up recruiting people, he says, simple. When the parents aren't there, we are. Really simple. So you can see that important role of father and mother, especially today, obviously, we're speaking to fathers, that important role of fathers. There was a study done a while ago. If the father doesn't go to church, the children ultimately will not go to church when they are grown. Shows the important role of fathers on this St. Joseph Day. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.